Thank you. I could actually ask a million questions on services trade. My name, by the way, is Hildegunn Nordahl, and I work on services in the OECD. So the first question is a general one. If we look at the services or general trade statistics, it seems like the services share of total trade is kind of stable at around 20% for decades. So the first question is, do you see that as an artifact of the statistics, or do you see it as a true figure? So that was the first one. And the second one is more specific and relates to telecommunications. When we looked at the data for telecommunication, it seems to be the case that some countries report net flows and other reports gross flows, and the net flows is kind of a historical thing from the accountant, the rates from the ITU way of registering. So I wonder how you have dealt with this and whether you have managed to harmonize data on telecoms. Thank you.
You asking me these questions. It would make more sense for me to ask you, I think. Okay, let me stress here that all this work that been discussed with services trade and indeed with energy trade involves no domain expertise. What you're getting here, numbers have been put together, presumably originating from national statistical agencies with some domain expertise, and then processed again with the OECD, for instance, the IMF, by sections that may have significant domain expertise, and coming into us still with many problems, and we then mangle them mechanically. We don't have the expertise, we don't consider it practical to acquire the expertise, and we wouldn't consider it practical to input the kind of tender loving care that's required to deal with anomalies on a case-by-case basis. What our work involves is mechanical balancing, which, you know, we try to have regard to various sanity conditions, but it doesn't go beyond that. The experts have done their best and come up with $70 billion discrepancies, and we don't try to do better than them, we just bash it out.
Michael Ferrantino?
Yeah, I just want to clarify, you mentioned that you were using the, implied CIF FOB margin for something. Is that just for the global transportation pool rather than for the bilaterals, which I think one wouldn't do in a world where you need the Gelhar procedure? And then secondly, what does the measure you get from that, how well does it cohere with the freight charges that you're getting from the IMF data?
Okay. I may actually get to use this for more than decoration. Okay, let's look at services imports, trade services imports. So I'm going to give a simplified version here, but so this is broadly speaking the total of the import margin on all the merchandise imported into a given country, aggregating over all kinds of goods, aggregating over all possible origins. Okay, so for a given country, from the services data, we have here basically three numbers, one for sea, one for land, and one for air. And so this has to balance against the merchandise trade data, some very lots of numbers here, but just summing up to one number for that country, the total transport margins on its imports. Okay, so what we take these data and rescale them to agree with the one number we get for each country from the merchandise trade data. The merchandise trade data don't themselves tell us anything about the modal breakdown. We construct that in other ways. How much difference this makes to overall services, trade, exports, and imports, I don't remember offhand, but I think it raises it by something in the range of 20 to 50%. So Mark Gellhaus's notions of how much margins there are somewhat divergent from the services trade statistics, but not enormously divergent.
Salim?
Just a very small question. Still, services production data is not there. So any thought on this to incorporate services production data? I know it's very difficult, but again.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, up until release 7, our answer to this is let's work on the trade data first before we think about the protection data. Now that we've got to this point, you know, I think the the time is ripe to look at putting together a protection data set and look at incorporating that into some into the model. Now it's probably not ripe for us to do it at the centre, and it's certainly not ripe to do it as part of a standard GTAP release. If we were to do it, we would do it as a pilot study. We would have a GTAP S, perhaps, for services, in which we put up the estimates that some of our friends and associates are starting to put together, and we'd take some of the methodologies that have been proposed for how to represent these trade barriers, which of course can't be, generally speaking, aren't well represented as tax wedges in the way that we do with the merchandise trade. We could do that, but we've got a lot of other things to do over the next couple of years, so probably we won't. But so perhaps somebody else should.
Is there anyone else I missed? No. Any general questions about the GTAP database?
I'm Ron Sands, Economic Research Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture. I think it was the second talk mentioned that value added in the agricultural sector can vary a lot from year to year, depending on perhaps drought conditions or whatever. And I was just wondering if this issue has come up in other times in the past of not looking at just one input-output table, but getting a time series of, say, value added, or looking at a sequence of input-output tables to get a more representative representation of the production of some of these commodities.
Yeah, basically for the value-added shares, we use the figures from the literature, as I said, and most of the studies are for time series for over, like I told, for three of the countries, it's like 1940s to 1990s. So we do look at the time series studies, and we don't go by the IO tables. We use these, we supplement using these literature, different studies in the literature.
Okay, and for the other studies, what would be the sources that you look at?
I've given some of the sources in a presentation, and in the documentation we have given the sources for all the countries. I think there are some 30 studies we use for including the factor shares.
Okay, thanks.
Just one question about the being up to date of the sources of data that you have. Previously today, you presented some studies from different countries on which the agricultural database was based, which were from the 80s and early 90s. And I know that more recent data is extremely hard to get, but do you see it as a big problem, for instance, for factor shares in agriculture, having data from when was it for Zimbabwe? It was quite early. So what do you? How do you see the impact of having such dated sources for some of your data? Thank you.
I think the consideration was given for the methodology as well as date, so we had to balance between the both, and we selected the studies which had sound methodologies. So even if they are somewhat old, since some of them are like time series for a few years, we can expect that to be fairly whole for some more like for a range of years, and. So that's the response I get. But we keep looking for new studies, and in the future versions we can update it further. And these are not just direct calculations of shares of different factors in the value added, but based on the econometric estimations and other way of calculating. Because directly if we take the shares, as I said, the shares are volatile and we may get negative values for that. So we go for some sound studies that even if they are old, we use them for the database. So I think that should be fine. But we would welcome if any users can give us some new estimates, new studies that give us new estimates, we can incorporate in the future database versions.
Okay. I think I'd just like to add, I guess in general our strategy previously was that some data is better than no data, and the idea was to sort of give warnings, give lots of documentation. Just I guess in terms of IO tables though, we have kind of changed our strategy a little bit. Many of you may know of the chopping block, where we're actually considering removing some of the IO tables from the GTAP database if new data can't be found. So there's definitely a trade-off, and as we go further into this project and things aren't updated, then we are seriously considering sort of the quality issue and dropping things. So if you're worried about South Africa, for instance, you may certainly want to have a look at this chopping block. Southern Africa. South Africa is a new IO table. Anyone else? No? We had a live session. We called it a live session. It was over the web in January this year. And I guess just to announce that we'll probably be holding a few more of those over the next couple of years, sort of. So anybody who's interested in particular aspects of the database, that will be a way of learning. You can register our website. We'll advertise it on GTAP-L, and then you can come and join us. Technology is catching up with us. There were a few technical problems, but in general, feedback was extremely good. It was generally a way of talking to us a little bit more, finding out finding answers to your questions on the database and the model. So please, if you have any, if you're worried about anything, you know, email us or join these live sessions. We're eager to tell you more. Okay. So thank you very much for coming, and I hope you enjoy the conference. We have a lunch. If you go out here and turn right, they will direct you to the tent for lunch. So thank you for coming.